So, Herr Verhofstadt, Sie haben jetzt die freie Auswahl.
Now you have a choice, Mr. Verhofstadt, of a whole range of questions that people want to ask you. Actually, the entire UKIP group has things that they want to ask you, but we'll have to follow some sort of form of order. Mr. Betton was the first that wanted to pose a question. Mr. Betton, please.
Mr. Verhofstadt, you and I come from completely different points of view, but I always enjoy listening to you and I always respect what you say, because in what you say there is a very clear, honest and logical policy. It just happens to be totally different from what I believe in. You actually do believe in closer integration politically and economically. You know what the real meaning of ever closer union of the peoples of Europe means, and I respect that. The people I don't respect are the people on my own side who don't pretend to know what it means or that it isn't happening. May I ask you a question and extend you an invitation? When we have our referendum in Britain, will you please come and argue for the stay inside so that we can have an absolutely honest and clear debate?
Okay. Bitte, Herr Verhofstadt.
Yes, please, Mr. Verhofstadt.
Well, I accept the invitation. I think that the first who is laughing then is Mr. Farage. He likes that, such a thing, that to have a debate about this. But you have a little bit to go further into your reasoning. How should be the state of the British economy without the internal market in the European continent? What should be the weight of the city of London if they cannot longer trade in euros when 70 or 80% of all the trading in the city of London is done in euros? I think that Britain has to remain in Europe, and it's completely crazy to think that you can go back in history and to do it on your own. That is not working in the globalized world of tomorrow.
Vielen Dank.
Thank you.